according to custom and tradition means that your clan areas belong to your bloodline people, the people of the land, the right people for country. People from other clan areas or people who are not even sure of their clan areas should not be allowed to be making decisions about our country clan areas, putting buildings on them, destroying sites, working with council to destroy sites or with proponents to destroy sites. And traditional owners also from these areas are not getting any of the work or being involved in any of the planning or any decision makings on these areas. That is totally culturally wrong and is total cultural disrespect.
Are there specific cases that have particularly, I suppose, changed you off?
Absolutely. At our very own mission, Lake Conda, across from the mission, there's an area called the Stones. That area has been a sacred area and known as a sacred area by our people ever since the massacres took place. And non-Indigenous people from that area also know about that area. It's also the home of our little people, the Netnets. And many times we tell our children not to go and play over in the Stones. You're not to go over there making disturbance, and all those sorts of things have had to be respected for many, many years. Now, we have the lake being reflooded, and that's fine, but during this process, there's been a lot of tourism happening in that area by the local Aboriginal community. Maybe one or two from time to time of us have worked in some of those areas, but very, very, very few of us. And what happened was some of the local people who work within the boundaries of cultural heritage looking after country, I suppose the mob involved in the prescribed body corporate asked the community at a meeting if they could upgrade the fire track along the creek. This was agreed to, but the fire track along the creek was never ever touched. They put a new road in that's nearly 4 kilometres long, and it went through the a known massacre site and disturbed and changed the whole spatial contour of the area.
Realistically, how long can you see the Tent Embassy being there?
How long is a piece of string? As long as it takes government to do something, like sit down and mediate with us, talk to us, mediate with the other side. We come to some sort of agreements that are based on cultural tradition. I won't come down from anything less. And cultural tradition will dictate that we have the complete control of those clan areas we're talking about. We're not talking about the whole of the claimed area. We're talking about those clan areas. What is there for the mob? No healing places, no camping places for the kids and the families, nothing. Just something geared for tourism, and they're putting $54 million in the Lake Conda area. $54 million.
So you'd like to see more camping areas and healing areas?
I think we need to have our own exclusive areas of land where we can have places for children and mothers, families, let's say systemised. We need to have a say in how people are rehabilitated, the reunification of families. All these priorities, we need healing. Our people are still coming through a war.